Thank you, Ian. Mike.
We will finish with a range of stories from the region. Anti-pylon campaigners have slammed a new report that claims overhead lines are considerably cheaper than cables under the ground or sea. East Anglia's boat sales businesses see net zero proposals as potentially catastrophic. A burial park at Hainford is opening their gates during the bluebell season, while Bannum Zoo is hosting a World Food Festival from May the 24th to June the 1st. Lorna will start with pylons, a topic that seems to reappear frequently.
Anti-pylon campaigners have slammed a new report that claims overhead lines would be considerably cheaper than cables under the ground or sea. Pylons East Anglia has deemed the independent report, overseen by the Institution of Engineering, IET, and Technology, to be a job half done. Rosie Pearson, founder of the campaign group which opposes National Grid's plans for pylons from Norwich to Tilbury in Essex, said the report had missed opportunities to consider the benefits of alternatives. The report found underground electricity cables are on average 4.5 times more expensive than overhead lines, while undersea cables were found to be on average 5 times more costly. Experts revealed the cost ratio comparing overhead lines and underground lines has not changed significantly since a similar IET report was published in 2012. Professor Keith Bell from the University of Strathclyde said the team aim to get some objective truths on the costs and what's really involved. He said there's a lot of people campaigning for the transmission network to be undergrounded. What we're trying to do in this report is to provide some truth around what the cost of undergrounding is, but also to shine a light on the range of impacts.
East Anglia's boat sales businesses fear Labour's net zero electrification of fishing vessels, pleasure craft and river cruisers will be catastrophic, warning it could sink the industry. The Broads is the second largest boating area in the UK, but boat owners could soon be forced to swap out their diesel engines for electric power under government plans to decarbonise the maritime industry to reach net zero across all sectors by 2050. The plans also include tax rises on marine fuel, with all new boats being required to be entirely electric. The bosses of Broad's boat sales yards say the plans could destroy the industry overnight. James Fraser, Managing Director of Norfolk Yacht Agency, which has sites at Brundle, Horning and Great Yarmouth, fears it could be catastrophic. "We're staring down the barrel of net zero, and Ed Miliband is turning his guns on the boating industry by talking about electrification," he said. "People have been trying to get traction on the market for electric boats on the Broads here and elsewhere for years. The problem in the industry is that the technology isn't there to make it a sensible option for buyers. Technology has improved and batteries are getting better, but if you're talking about seagoing performance power cruisers, it's hard to imagine how they are going to produce something off electric power that's going to make its way to Holland at 20 knots and keep going for 5 or 6 hours. The controversial plans for boats are similar to those Labour has already given the automotive industry a deadline for, with the sale of new petrol and diesel cars set to be banned from 2030. It means car manufacturers like Norfolk-based Lotus have been forced to spend hundreds of millions on upgrading their production lines to keep up with transition to electric vehicles, EVs.
People are invited to attend the 10th anniversary of an annual bluebell event. The owners of Norfolk Bluebell Wood Burial Park at Hainford, to the north of Norwich, have been opening their gates during bluebell season for a decade, allowing visitors to enjoy the peaceful 5-acre woodland. The ancient woodland, once agricultural land, is now the centrepiece of the award-winning burial park. It was recently awarded the title of the best, most compassionate natural burial facility in the country by a national charity. The park is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the bank holiday weekend. Entry is free, but visitors are encouraged to make a charity donation to Norfolk and Waveney Mind.
Take your taste buds on a trip around the world as you explore international animal habitats at a popular Norfolk zoo. Banham Zoo will host a World Food Festival from May the 24th to June the 1st as part of the site's half-term events. From South African cuisines to Asian-inspired dishes and classic American barbecue, visitors to the wildlife park will have the choice of more than 10 different food stalls and trucks throughout the week. Ticket holders will also be able to watch live animal feeds, including giraffes, tigers and leopards, and hear about their diets and how they hunt and forage. The keepers will host an interactive stage show for families where they will reveal what the animals love to eat. From quirky snacks to hearty feasts, it's a show full of surprising facts. Kids can go free this half term when tickets are booked online using the code, and this is all in block capitals, Kids Go Free. That's KIDSGOFREE. Parents and guardians can claim up to 3 child tickets for free, with every full paying adult, if tickets are booked before May the 18th.
Well, we heard earlier that the Bishop's Garden will be open on June the 1st to raise money for Age UK. It will also be open on July the 20th to support Vision Norfolk, so that might be a date for your diary. Our third feature this week describes how the Bishop's Garden is aiming to link the garden to its original purpose. The feature will be read by Ian Robertson.